Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hi, this is Kelly. Welcome back, everybody. Well, this week I had a business dinner and the topic of video marketing came up. And fortunate for us, we have a pro this week. Welcome, Cheryl Tan. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Kelly, it is an honor to be here on the Legal Nurse Podcast. Thank you so much for having me. And I love that the event that you went to, they were all talking about video because that is a subject definitely close to my heart. I've spent 20 years on TV as a TV news journalist, and so video is my thing, but it wasn't always that way. So I started out in TV, not ever having been on camera. So I know what it feels like to be uncomfortable. I know what it feels like to not feel like you have the right words coming out. And so I can definitely help listeners of this podcast feel a little bit more comfortable about getting on camera. But this is definitely a subject that I love to talk about. So thank you for asking me to be on the show.
Well, yes. Before we get started, tell us a little bit about your background. And then I have so many questions for you.
So I was a TV news reporter and then an anchor and a host. And I love this career. It was an amazing opportunity to meet new people. I traveled. I worked at different TV stations along the East Coast. But, you know, TV news is not the best and most conducive schedule for a family. So I did what a lot of people do as I kind of reevaluated. I have three children and a husband with also a very busy career. And it just made sense about three and a half years or so ago to take what I've learned in TV news, which is talking to people and helping them communicate, helping them get on video, and then helping them connect with journalists and turn that into a business. So that's kind of where I've used the experience that I've gained in TV and turned it into something that I'm hoping will help a whole lot more people. In fact, in 2018, so this year, I'm really on a mission to help people tell their stories, you know, to find their voice and bring those stories to life on video, because I feel video is such a powerful medium. It's just it's a way that people can connect with you in no other way other than in person. So, I mean, in person is clearly the best way to really get to know somebody. But in this day and age, when you're so busy, video is the second best thing. And so that's why so many people are talking about it.
Well, yes. In fact, at my dinner meeting this week, that was probably the second most primary conversation that we had. It took up a lot of our time. And I have to tell you, the thought of it is very intimidating. So what, first and foremost, what suggestions do you have for someone like me that is just intimidated by the thought of it?
So it's natural to feel nervous because on TV, I remember talking to people who would be coaching us. So we'd occasionally get coaching as we went on the air. And it's totally normal to feel it would be more odd because it's something a little unnatural. You're speaking into a box. You know, I really don't know what it's like to speak with somebody in person because I've been speaking in front of a box for 20 years. It's just like a box with a red light on top. However, that red light can be very intimidating because once it turns on, you know that your words, your voice, your face is being broadcast to however many people are watching on the other end. So I think first acknowledging that it's okay to feel nervous is completely fine. The second thing is when you're talking about video, I think the reason it's overwhelming is because somebody says to you, oh, I think you need to do video, go shoot a video. And from there, what are you supposed to do with that? So the first thing I think we all need to think about before turning on the camera, maybe getting on Facebook Live or doing an Instagram Live or Snapchat Live or whatever that is to figure out what you want your video to do. And I think once you figure out what that video is meant to do, then you'll have a better way, a better path to create the words you need to create so that it does what you want it to do. So for example, what's your business, Kelly? Like, what would your video be about, for example? Are you trying to meet more people? Are you trying to let people know about your business? What would you be doing with this piece of video?
Well, twofold, you know, legal nurse consulting, life care planning. Would it be educating my potential attorney clients? Would it be recruiting legal nurse consultants to my team?
So those are perfect because let's pick one of those. Let's maybe talk about legal nurse consulting because I know it applies to a lot of the people who listen to this show. Is let's say you wanted to share a little bit of information about what legal nurse consulting is and how it can benefit your clients. Does that sound good?
Perfect.
Okay. So we'll use this video as a way to educate potential clients. Let's give this video that job. That's all it needs to do is it needs to introduce you to someone who might potentially want to work with you and help them understand what legal nurse consulting is and why they need it. So automatically, I think that makes it a lot easier. You're not just doing a video. You know in your mind who that person is that you're sending this video to. So who is that person, Kelly? Is it a lawyer? Is it someone in the hospital system? Who is that person, that potential client that you're trying to reach?
Attorneys, yes.
Okay. So it's an attorney, someone who maybe doesn't know you, maybe somebody who has heard of you, doesn't matter. But a video, in this case, can do one of two things. You can show this lawyer a behind the scenes of how you can help him or her in their business. So they're a business as well. And legal nurse consulting is something that is meant to help them do their jobs better. So maybe you show them a behind the scenes. Hi, I'm Kelly, and I'm a legal nurse consultant. I just wanted to show you what happens here in my business. And then just take them through what you think they need to hear about or see about in your business for them to want to do business with you. And it can be as simple as that. It doesn't have to be something that's shared on social media. I think that we automatically think that it should, and it can, but it doesn't have to be. It could be like a one-person video. And hi, Bob. Hi, Sally. This is what's happening in my business. I just want to show this to you. So that's one type of video. The second type of video that you can use if you wanted to reach an attorney is you can share with them a topic that's important in your field. So I cannot begin to guess what exactly they would want to know about in legal nurse consulting. So let's think of a topic and we can do that, or we can make up something, but bring up something that you're seeing in legal nurse consulting that would be interesting to them, and then create a short video about why it's important to them. Come up with that story framework. So why would it be important to them? What solutions there are to solve this problem that you're bringing up, and then how you solve it. So just those three components in a very short video, you can send that to them through email, or that can be put on YouTube, because typically the problem that you're talking about is probably something that all attorneys would be interested in hearing.
Yes. So do you recommend making it more general audience, or do you recommend, hi, Bob, more specific person?
Right. Well, it depends. So if you are going to send it to Bob, then you can say, hi, Bob. But if it is something that could benefit a lot of attorneys, then yeah, absolutely. Put it on YouTube, something you can share on your Facebook page. Absolutely. But when we're saying you're targeting lawyers, that's fine. We're not saying you're targeting all people. And if you were targeting all people, that would be too generic. But you're targeting lawyers, maybe even a particular type of lawyer, maybe a divorce attorney or a malpractice attorney. So, I mean, if you can even niche it down a little bit further and talk to all malpractice attorneys or all divorce attorneys, then or personal injury attorneys, correct, then they'll be able to see themselves in whatever examples you're talking about. And you can put that on YouTube for sure. Then you keep the Bob out of that. No Bob for him.
Okay. All right. Well, what type of equipment do you recommend we utilize?
Oh, Megan, equipment is so much easier now. I remember when I started in news, we had to carry these huge 75-pound cameras, and then we'd have to carry the decks, which held the tapes that we used. And then we had to carry a tripod. And this was something we had to do. Otherwise, we'd have video that would not be suitable for air. But these days, it's really very, very simple. I would always start with the camera you have likely in your hand in your smartphone. These days are very sophisticated considering the tiny package that it's in. And in my opinion, you start small. So you start with your iPhone or your Android. And then if you decide that video, and those are perfectly fine, by the way, there are so many upgrades to these cameras now versus, what, 3-4 years ago even. But let's say you decide to go all in on video and you say, okay, this iPhone is great. It's great for what we've been doing, but we want to do more. Well, then you get a DSLR. They're maybe $600-$700, but chances are good that you already have an iPhone or an Android, and those work perfectly fine in shooting crystal clear video. The two things I would share with you, though, if you're going to start with video, is your camera. Okay, so I'm going to assume most of us have a camera.
So what I'm hearing is right now, none of us have an excuse not to start this.
Yeah. No excuse. Absolutely okay. No excuse. And what I tell you in the next two points will definitely help you get started in thinking in video more than you did before. So now that you have your camera, no excuses. Exactly. You're exactly right, Kelly. But the second one is lighting. And lighting can easily be fixed too. So like right now, I am talking with you in my closet because I've got the best sound here in my closet. I've got all these clothes. I've got the audio sounds pretty good, but my video opportunities here in my closet are not very good. So what I always suggest is use natural light. You can buy lights eventually, but if you're just starting out, go into your kitchen, because typically kitchens have big windows and you can use light from your kitchen window to illuminate yourself. It can, as long as your light is coming to frame your face either to the front or the side, then you've got all the light you need. Just make sure it doesn't come behind you, because then you'll be backlit. So lighting is second. Okay. Cameras first, lighting is second, and then sound is third. I mean, sound is probably one of the most important things, because people don't want to have to strain to hear you. These days, people are so busy. They could be watching you on a video, but maybe listening more than watching, because they've got four tabs open on their computer, or they're writing a note while they're watching. So your video has to be crystal clear. So you do want to be in a room where the audio is something you think about. You can buy a microphone. Absolutely, of course. I have a microphone. It's an ATR 2100. It was $50. But if you don't want to invest in a microphone just yet, totally fine. Use the earbuds that came with your phone. Use the earbuds like that came from your iPhone or your Android, just to block out outside noise, but make sure you're in a quiet place. So if you're looking for a quiet place, look for a place that has maybe window coverings like curtains or carpets. So the kitchen can work if you've got some carpet. Hardwood or ceramic tile sometimes makes things sound a little tinny, hollow, but is that the worst thing? It's not. So don't let that be a deal breaker. If the kitchen is the only place where you can shoot video there, and make sure you've got the light coming onto you, the light from the window, coming onto you from the front or from the side. And just get started.
Before I continue with the show, I want to share a great resource for increasing your comfort with video marketing. In Smart Video Marketing, which is a 90-minute online training, you will discover the number one mistake video marketers make and how you can avoid it. The five myths of YouTube success and how to create a video without a camera. This program is taught by Lynn Ruby, who has 25 plus years marketing for small business owners and a lifetime of live and recorded performances on stage. Lynn Ruby is a leading authority on marketing and video marketing and is the founder of RubyMarketingSystems.com. You can get this 90-minute on-live training at http://lnc.tips/smartvideo. Again, that link is http://lnc.tips/smartvideo. This training is inexpensive and you can take even more off with the code LISTENED. You'll get 25% off your purchase.
Wow. Okay. All right. I'm getting motivated.
I know you can do this. I know you can do this.
Okay.
I know
and
you can do this.
Other listeners are too. I can feel it. All right. Next question. What should we wear?
Ah, well, I love this question. Okay. So what I find when I speak with women business owners in particular is this what to wear question trips them up. They feel like they have to buy new clothing. They feel like they have to do new things in order to get on camera. So I'll say two things. So you didn't ask this, but I'm going to talk about background. And so that goes in line with what you wear, because when you're talking about video, you want you to be the focus. I learned that from my TV days, is when people would ask me if they were able to get on television to do a segment with somebody on set or be interviewed for a feature, they'd ask me, what do I wear? And I would say the same thing that I'm saying now, which is solid colors, a solid color, a color that looks great on you. But I wouldn't wear every single piece of jewelry that I own. I wouldn't wear all the makeup in your makeup drawer. Make it so that what you're saying is the focus. I want you to look great. I want you to feel comfortable. And I want you to enjoy the experience. And you will do so if you feel like you look great. So a solid color with jewelry and makeup that is moderate. And this is for the women. And in terms of a background, look for backgrounds that are in the same way. So nothing too loud in the background, nothing distracting, because you want the focus to be on you and your message as opposed to what's happening behind you or what you're wearing or what kind of makeup you have on.
Okay. So I don't have to worry about my shoes then.
Oh, no shoes. Unless you were going to be doing a workout. Are you?
I'm a shoes make the outfit type of girl.
Well, that is true.
Okay. Well, approximately what's the best length of a video?
Good question.
Attention, but you don't necessarily want it to be too short either.
So it depends on the person who is watching the video, the potential audience, and the more cold the audience. So if the person doesn't know you, then they're going to have to be convinced to watch your video. In which case, the shorter the better, because they need to know that they don't know you. Remember, they have no idea who you are. They don't know. They don't want to watch your video because they don't know who you are. But let's say in a Facebook feed, for example, you have a compelling copy that speaks to something that they want to learn, whether it's related to legal nurse consulting, whether it's related to their business and how legal nurse consulting can help them. But whatever it is, you've conveyed that in your copy. So let's say you've done that. The second thing is your video has to right away speak to them once they hit play, because after 10 seconds, they're gone. So whatever you say, which isn't, "Hi, my name is Kelly," at this point, it's going to be, "Do you have this problem? If you do, this is what you're feeling, and here's how I can help." So that's what your message has to be if it's someone who doesn't know you. Now, if it's somebody who does, it's completely different. So for someone who doesn't know you, the shorter, the better. Get to the point and get out. But for somebody who does, then it becomes a little bit different. The relationship is different. It's just like when you have someone you know who calls you, you'd give them more leeway because they have already built up a relationship with you. And the same thing goes for video. If you were to make a video for Bob, your potential lawyer client, well, he knows you. So if you were to put together a 5-minute video, he might watch it. And he might not if it's not compelling enough. So no matter how long the video is, you have to still give them value. So tell them what you're going to tell them. Like, tell them the juicy nuggets that you're going to share with them. Tell them those things and then recap so they have a clear understanding of what they've learned and where to go from there.
Okay. I think I'm motivated.
I know. I'm motivated for you. I think it's so good. Video is great because it is an opportunity for someone to find out about you, right? With the power of social sharing, it's so easy to hit share. So someone who maybe knows you a little bit can forward your video to somebody who doesn't know you at all. But it also gives somebody the opportunity to learn about you and hear about what you do, and they can do it on their own time. And then you can follow up even, and it gives you an opportunity to continue to follow up. "Hey, did you watch this video? I'm so excited to put this together for you and wanted to see if you have any questions." So it further deepens that relationship.
Yes. Now, do you have a suggestion for which type of social media? Facebook, LinkedIn, a direct email, YouTube?
So for the legal nurse consultants, I would definitely say YouTube is a great place because YouTube is essentially a search engine. And using the words that your clients talk about related to your business is pretty powerful. Your potential clients are probably, when they are doing research on your industry, when they feel like they need to hire someone in your field, they're probably typing it into Google. And in which case, if they did and your keywords were in your title, then your video has a higher chance of showing up. So I always like YouTube. I like a YouTube channel. You don't own it. We don't own it. So it could go away tomorrow. But I like the idea of having this repository, like this encyclopedia of information for potential clients and for Google search. So I like that. So I think that YouTube is certainly something that you should have. I think for your industry, I'm imagining LinkedIn is pretty powerful, and they do have a native video feature in LinkedIn. So you can create video right within LinkedIn, just like you can with Facebook. With Facebook, billions of people are on Facebook. So everybody certainly is in there. I would have to hear more about your industry, about whether that is the place to spend your time. It depends on how people generally get clients. If they do it more through one-to-one, or they do it after talking with someone over the phone. And so in which case, I think LinkedIn might be a more effective use of your time.
Okay. Well, this has been so very motivating. I'm telling you, I'm going to do it. I'm going to put on some extra makeup, not too much.
Not too much.
In my kitchen with my iPhone.
Yes.
And I'm going to do something.
Yes. So, I'm excited. I can't wait to see it.
Yes. You can be looking for it. I'm telling you. Well, tell our audience how we can stay in touch with you and continue to learn.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you for letting me talk about CherylTanMedia.com. I do have a podcast. It's called Standout because my goal is really to help more people tell their stories on video, because ultimately, once they do that, once they talk about what it is they do, then they're more likely to want to get it featured in the media. And ultimately, I like to help people become that sought-after expert. So if you're an expert, you have an expertise in something, I want you to become sought after. Like, people are clamoring to work with you. So CherylTanMedia.com is where the podcast is. It's called Standout. And for those of you in the audience who are interested in my video formula, I talked a little bit about it, the problem, the solution, and the transformation. You can get a video that I've put together. It's the video formula. So just go to CherylTanMedia.com/video formula, and it will be sent right to your inbox.
Well, I'll be doing that. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Join us next week for another great show. And don't forget to tell other legal nurse consultants about the Legal Nurse Podcast. Enjoy your week.
And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs, my membership site, LNCEU.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at LNCEU.com. And my last website, TheLNCAcademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at LNCAcademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.